Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A Prayer for Holiday Meal Conversations, written and read by Ashley Moore. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Colossians 4:6. We have a running joke in our house that all conversations around the dinner table somehow always come back to poop. Maybe it's the season of life we are in with small children. But somehow we always end up there, no matter where the conversation starts. But lately, conversations around the table seem to be a bit more on the serious side. Maybe it's the political climate, or COVID left us all a little dusty on conversation etiquette. It could be because of the constant advancements in technology and the ability to air our unedited opinions openly. We forget that our words impact people. Who could have guessed that I would long for the days when the conversation centered around bodily functions? With the holidays quickly approaching, we know we will soon be gathered around the table again. Perhaps we will be dining with family and friends we haven't seen in some time. Let us heed the scriptures as these times of fellowship over a meal draw closer. In our key passage, Paul addressed the church at Colossae, reminding them to be mindful of the words they say. He counseled them to use conversations as an opportunity to be salt for listeners. Paul was saying that each time we open our mouths to talk to those close to us, we have two choices. We can be divisive, or we can be ministers of reconciliation for Jesus Christ. In those days, salt was used as a preservative because they didn't have the modern-day luxury of refrigeration. So they would salt their food heavily to make it last longer, to provide sustenance that stretched beyond a single meal. I'm wondering if we could apply this scripture by asking ourselves a simple question before we engage in conversation during the upcoming gatherings. Will what I'm about to say preserve relationships or cause them to deteriorate? With the Spirit's help, we can control what we say. We can let our speech set the tone by being gracious to each guest. We can be perfectly seasoned with the good news of the gospel if conversations become overly negative, worldly, or divisive. We can pray before and during holiday gatherings, asking God for wisdom to know how we ought to respond to each person. James 1:5. Although we don't have much control over the words other people will say around the table, we can pray beforehand for holiday meal conversations to be glorifying and Christ-centered. And should someone begin to say something that is not gracious or seasoned with salt, we can pray that the Lord would set a guard over our mouths and keep watch over our lips. Psalm 141:3. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and find help in our time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Lord, you know your children are going to be gathering around tables soon. And God, you know how difficult it has been to relate to one another lately with all the divisive news and controversy in the media. We have so many differing opinions leading to relational strife between the people we love most. God, forgive us when our conversations do not honor you. Forgive us when we place more value on our opinions than on the people who bear your image right in front of us. Thank you for covering our past, present, and future sins with the blood of your Son. God, will you set guards over our mouths and watch over our lips at these gatherings? Give us the wisdom to respond to each person with grace and truth. God, help us to be fluent in the gospel, pointing others to the hope we have in you. And Lord, remind us, even if things don't go perfectly at these gatherings, that we have been promised perfect communion with you and our brothers and sisters for all eternity when we are reconciled to you after this earthly life passes away. Our hope is not in the perfect holiday gathering, but in you. But Lord, if you will, let these gatherings be a shadow of the glory to come when we sit at the marriage supper of the Lamb with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.